We starting?
Yeah, we are recording.
Okay.
So bring us in. Do what you want to do. Start season two the way you want to start it.
Season two, I want to start it with a bang. So get over here. Joe John's back hurts for a reason.
That's true.
Blew it out.
Is that what's bringing us in? Is that how we're starting this? You got a big old smile on your face.
I got a big old smile. Joe John's back hurts. You do the math.
Yep.
Welcome. We're back in the tree fort.
Tree fort gang season two.
The gang, you know, some of the gangs here. The Fort Dog.
You got the staples.
Yeah.
That being
who do we got? Who do we got here? Today?
I was asking you the same question.
My name. Who are you?
I am Joseph.
Joseph.
Of House Johnson. Joe John. AKA I don't remember any of our I was gonna reference something from season one, but I got nothing. It's Joe John in the house, Joe Johnson.
500th of his name.
And then who else do we got here?
We've got like a doge.
Nope.
The Fort Dog.
No, who are you?
Oh, me.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
I am Philip Boughton. Philip of House Boughton. First of my name. Breaker of chains, breaker of toilets, breaker of hearts, and breaker of records.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. For greatest podcast to come out of the Rochester, New York region for the year 2023. So, I don't...
There's probably a low key.
So, everybody just, you know, round of applause for the Tree Fort Gang. Yeah, it's a low bar.
There's probably a low key podcast that you and I don't know about that's still like 10 times more popular than this.
No. No, sir.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
Yep.
Okay. I did the math.
You did the math?
I did the math.
Math checks out.
It checks out. That tracks. So yeah, we're
welcome back, guys.
Number one Rochester podcast that talks about what we talk about. So welcome into the tree fort.
Yep.
We missed you.
We did. It's been a long winter. It was a long winter. It was a long night, long winter.
A lot of people ask me. They're like, where'd you guys go?
I said, wow, what a break.
When I walked in here, I was like, wow, what a break. This is a great fort, but holy cow, needed to take a break.
Time to get back to work.
You know, a lot of animals, bears primarily, they will hibernate in the winter. They'll go away for a couple months, just take a nappy and recharge their batteries. That's what we were doing. So, you know, as spring arises, so do we. So this is the season two.
And let me tell you, I'm sprung.
All right, T-Pain.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. We are recording this episode. For us, it's February 24th.
Yeah.
We took about three and a half months off for winter break, you know, football, holiday season.
Christmas, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday. I had to be able to put down as much turkey as possible, as much pie as possible.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered to record a podcast.
Yeah. And we wanted to take some time. We did want to get away from the podcast for a little bit. Think about what we can do better. So we're back. It's season two. Guys, if you're listening to this podcast, thank you for joining us. If you listen to season one and you're transferring over, we're happy to have you back. If you're brand new, welcome to the fort. Why don't you go ahead and do us a favor? And what is that favor, Phil?
You're going to find a button that says follow, like, rate, subscribe. If it says pay, hey, that's cool. But yeah.
Well, we don't have anything set up yet, so is a scam.
We're not, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. If you see something that says pay, it's not going to us.
Yeah, if it says put in your social, probably wouldn't do that. That's not us asking for that. At no point in this conversation will we require your social security number, but we appreciate you being open and honest about it. So, yeah, hammer those shows of admiration.
Yep. Follow us on the socials. We're one aspect of season two is we're going to be a lot more active on social media. As of right now, February 24th, you can see we've already put a couple posts out. We actually brought in some new members of the fort that we'll introduce at a later date, to assist with all these, social media. So follow us on social media. We're on Instagram. We are on X, formerly known as Twitter. We are on Facebook. That's probably the biggest one right now to get all updates, Tree Fort Gang. Mm-hmm. And then whatever medium you're listening to this audio recording on, Spotify, Apple Podcast, go ahead and give us 5 stars, give it a like, whatever it's asking for on there. We do really appreciate it. We do really want to try and give you guys a quality season two, and we really do want to grow this thing. So yeah. Whatever you can do to help us out, much appreciated.
Yeah.
For anybody new here that's just joining in, or it's been a while, we are going to be introducing some new people during this season as well. So just to explain Tree Fort name, obviously, you know, the government doesn't call me Joe John. So how do we get to that?
Yeah, so everybody's played that age-old game. You've seen those, you know, Facebook posts that are like, oh, what's your porn star name? Basically, you know, your middle name in the street you grew up on. And a lot of people have said to me, well, I've lived on multiple streets throughout the course of my life. Which one? You tell me. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, hunt down. I'm not the IRS. I'm not going to search down your records and be like, well, you actually lived on this street for the most. So you're actually this. But yeah, to Joe John's point there, we got some new faces coming in, some old favorites coming in. You know, old favorites. We've been around for
almost a year.
Yeah.
That's something, you know.
Yeah.
35 episodes in season one. We'll see what that looks like.
Sure.
But yeah, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of content out there. Like, it's,
I was now, like, wow, look at all this content. I've never seen this much content.
Yeah, we actually have Donald Trump with us. We really wanted to come back with a great interview.
Yeah, I mean, for the awesome Trump impressions that you're hearing, we have in this off season really fallen in love with the Shane Gillis stand-up special, Beautiful Dogs. So, yeah, we've been just kind of doing that a lot. So you're going to catch that. You'll catch the normal movie quotes, TV quotes, music quotes, everything in true Tree Fort Gang fashion. Just anything that's going on in the world right now, we are talking about it, and well, we're living it. We're inserting it.
So yeah, there'll be a couple changes. You guys will notice pretty immediately. We're going to be on a little bit of a different upload schedule, at least in the immediate future here. We want to put a large focus on the quality of the episodes that we're putting out. Not that we don't think that we were putting out decent episodes before, but just areas of focus. And we just also want to try new things, keep things fresh.
So the two big things that Joe John's hinting at, and I'm just going to come right out and say it, two things that you can expect from us this season. Number one, episodes will drop on the 15th and the 30th. So much like a semi-monthly paycheck, you're going to be getting the 15th and the 30th is when the episodes will hit. So this episode, you're listening to it today, March 15th in podcast episode world.
Oh, yeah. They're after it's post-daylight savings. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are lucky.
Yeah. So enjoy that hour. Then the 30th will be the next one. So you'll always know that you're going to get an episode. So that's number one.
Yeah, and those are just going to be the staple episodes. We do hope to start getting into some bonus content.
We'll get some for you guys. Some tasty little teasers
throughout the year. So
yeah, it was a tough winter. But the second thing that we're going to try to do is start getting some video, so that you can see it. You can be a part of it. You can laugh with us. You can cry with us. You can take your shirt off with us and
put some faces to some names too.
Put some faces to some names. All of that. So that is
it's gonna be the second piece at some point here. Yeah. We're not very smart, so we only have a certain amount of technology available to us. Yeah. So, you know, we got to learn some stuff first before we start acting on it. But, you know, I think in summary, we do, again, want this to become something that you guys will continuously be able to and want to come back and listen to.
Yeah.
And yeah, the followership and likes and support and everything would be very much appreciated.
Yeah.
A couple things that we're going to get into this season. I mean, you can talk a little bit about what you guys plan on doing here for episode 2 that we're going to start recording this coming week.
Yeah.
And then maybe just mention a couple other of our traditional series that we're going to bring back or anything new.
Yeah. So, I mean, the traditional favorites, you know, Talk Movie to Me, the Brackets, you know, Fort Forum, you know, those things definitely will be at the forefront. We will start throwing in some newer ideas, some new formats. One that I'm really stoked about, Order in the Fort, is going to be like a courtroom setting debate type episode.
We're going to do Order in the Fort.
Yeah. Fort Sports.
Fort Sports is going to come back. Actually, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Once I think we announced formally that we kind of did away with theories on series, at least in the form that it was last year. So that's not coming back exactly Game of Thrones wise. I will say though, last night when we were recording this, I put on Game of Thrones. I just kind of, to start it again. I'm just kind of realized it's my comfort show. This will be like the fourth or fifth time. I fell asleep though. So I watched like the first episode and then I woke up. I fell asleep at like 7 p.m. last night. Woke up at like midnight on my couch.
Sheesh.
So like 5 episodes in. Yeah. 4 or 5 of them. Yeah, my sleep schedule's been messed up. So that's not, I was like, where did I start that? But House of the Dragon season 2 is coming this year. That is something that we've watched and we've talked about. And we do want to do episodes of theories on series with a show as it is coming out. Yep. So we do plan on doing that for season 2. That'll be really exciting.
Yep.
But yeah, we have a ton of great content planned for you guys this year.
Super jazzed up for House of the Dragon.
Yeah,
jazz hands. I told you, I just want to buy Dark Sister.
And oh, yeah,
just,
you want the swords.
I want the swords. I just want to run around the neighborhood with the swords and just get into shenanigans.
I did see it was either like an Instagram reel or a TikTok today. It was a guy that was just talking about like swords, handguards throughout history. And he like just pulls out like a Roman era sword that was, or one that would similar to be like what they have in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I was like, it would be really cool to just like unsheath a sword at your hip.
Yeah.
Like that would probably feel pretty powerful.
I'm going to buy Longclaw and I'm going to buy Dark Sister and then we will be doing that.
So then we'll duel. That'll be some of the video content.
We don't need a duel necessarily, but just imagine like you're walking in a bar. And it's just King Dick. You just got a sword on your hip.
That is a real thing though. There is like,
yeah.
It's like rodeo-esque almost, but it's like fighting. It's like amateur fighting in night outfits.
LARPing.
Yeah, but they're actually hitting each other. The swords aren't like sharpened, but they're heavy.
Medieval times. People are,
yeah. We should do that.
We went to one of those on our senior trip.
Yeah,
it was epic.
Okay.
Well, like we didn't do it, but like we.
Where?
New York City.
Okay.
We went there, because so it's like...
You went to the place Medieval Times?
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Yeah, I know, okay.
Yeah.
But they don't actually fight there.
Yes.
Like the actors do. There's places where you can go and fight.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fuck you up at a restaurant.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you pay... Have you seen Cable Guy? If you pay enough, they'll let you go in there.
I have not. You know.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, you know.
But yeah. Anyway, so we'll have a lot of great content coming up. So what do you want to get into next? Me scooching. Yeah. What do you want to get into?
Well, I think we can save that ASMR story for another time.
Okay.
Because I got a lot to share on it. But
you talked about the cards, right?
Not yet.
When you're talking about content that we're doing?
Talk about that's in the future segment. Let's segue nicely here into let's recap season one.
Okay.
Jojen, in this interview, what I'd really like to get out of you, what were some of your favorites from season one?
What were some of my favorites
from season one? Yeah. What was your favorite moment? What was that?
You asked me that question, I forget everything that we did in season one.
Yeah.
I would say some like movie wise, I think Fury was a highlight for me. Fury was a really good movie that we got to watch.
Yeah.
I really liked Interstellar as well.
Okay.
I liked Game of Thrones. I loved watching Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Obviously, podcast wise, we didn't get to go through the whole series, but this podcast brought me that show, and I'm still obsessed with it now.
Okay.
So that's probably the highlight if you let me frame it like that. Obviously,
frame it how you want to frame it.
But yeah, besides that, I would say the those movies were probably two of my favorite. Okay. The fast food bracket, getting to pig out those days was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those would be my highlights from season one.
So I do want to put a pin in the Game of Thrones because for those who are keeping us honest, we didn't really do a season 8 review. We never really
did. You pause to remember?
Yeah, we never really finished it. So
we gave our thoughts on the series.
We'll tie a nice bow on it here in a moment.
Okay.
From my standpoint, I loved the movies, the camaraderie. I think my favorite episode, the Dream Dinner. I mean, that was nice. That was a good, just like sit down and talk with your bros. And it's funny because like that one, it's not something that's like, the movies, everybody is like, oh, I love that movie. You're like, oh, that one movie sucks. Like, okay, fine. But like everybody is like, I would do this with my Dream 3 dinner and I'd be eating this and I'd be doing this there. Like people love that idea. So I definitely want to do more like broad, kind of thought provoking things for season two. And that's like, order in the fort, do a little more fort forums. So
a little more discourse.
Yeah. Yeah. So anybody that's listening to this right now would love to hear ideas of just, things that I know conspiracy theories is one.
Yeah.
I'll talk all day about that shit.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. And so, just anything that, whether it's debating, whether it's just, kind of picking something, and running with it. Like if you could be anybody other than yourself kind of thing, let us know, hit us up, give us, what you would want to hear and we'll do it. We'll discuss it. And, if it's good enough, we'll bring you aboard. To go back to the Game of Thrones, as far as how the show ended, there's a lot of people that are pissed. And it's funny because the first two times I watched it, I was like, I don't really care. Like everybody I like got what they wanted. But Jojen, I think it wasn't until we sat down and did this that you made points about like how the second time the Dothraki come around, they're just like weak as shit. And just like everything kind of changed. And it is, based off of obviously the books not.
Yeah, you can just tell that once the books were no longer there, and then obviously they got like a couple plot points, but they were basically given those plot points and then were kind of given free rein on how to get there.
Yeah.
And you can definitely feel, just look at how long the seasons are.
Yeah.
You can tell that they were trying to finish it up so that they could go and do that Star Wars project that I don't think they ended up even getting, but yeah, they really want to go do Star Wars. So that's why they were hurrying up to try and finish. It's like D.B. Weissman and Wenioff, the directors. I can't remember their names right now. People hate them. They call them Dumb and Dumber. But yeah, you could just tell it was rushed.
I guess a question that I would have brought up if we were able, because the whole how it ends with that like last tribute, or not even a tribunal, but the last meeting, where everybody's there and like basically names the king. What'd you think about that?
What
do you think about that?
Like when Bran was named king?
Yeah.
I think it was awful.
Awful?
Yeah.
I think it was awful.
I think naming Bran the king was so stupid.
Stupid.
It was basically a cop-out for him doing nothing the entire series.
Okay.
And like the plot directly went against that too. When he says he's not Bran anymore, he can't be anything. He can't be Lord of Winterfell. Like he says a million different things about that. And then there's people on YouTube that like conspiracy wise think that after the long night, I was under the impression that Bran can see into the future. They never really acknowledged that in the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you, I think I brought that up to you before.
Yeah.
But some people think that he let everything go exactly the way it did because he wanted to become king. Like, he had a desire. I don't think so. But I just think it's bad writing.
So what?
Why can he be king?
Why what?
Why would Bran be king?
Why would he be king?
Yeah.
Who are you looking for, like, acknowledgement from?
I'm asking you. Like, because you seem shocked that I said it's bad.
I don't think it's bad from the standpoint of what Tyrion says, where it's like, you can't have kids.
So, but like, another part to that, to exactly what you're saying right there, I don't know the names of the types of government, but is Game of Thrones, is that a monarchy?
Yes.
With the succession?
Monarchy is where there's a king, yes.
Yeah, and then it goes down the bloodline.
Yeah.
So what would it be called in a government where it's ruled by just a small group of powerful people? Because
an oligarchy?
Yeah, that maybe. But the overall point I'm making is the system that's going to exist where as soon as Bran dies, there's going to be a bunch of people fighting for to appoint the next king. Is that better than it just going to the next person in the bloodline?
But they said that they would be democratically electing the person. They said that they would vote those. So, yes, those oligarchs, essentially, would be electing the king. So, yeah, I mean,
There's a case to be made.
It's not perfect.
Yeah, there's a case. Again, I just feel like that's lazy. Like, and again, Jon Snow is right there. It made no sense that Grey Worm was fine with him not... dying.
Yeah.
And then, like, even today I was, like, thinking about the symbolism of, or how Drogon understands the symbolism of the chair for just for, because it's good TV, where he burned the Iron Throne at the end. Like, that's purely just because it's good TV.
Right.
But yeah, I still love the show, even though the last four seasons I watch and I just constantly complain. I still love it. Yeah. It's a comfort show for me, oddly enough.
Okay. Comfort show.
Some people like The Office.
I do like The Office, yeah.
I'll put on Game of Thrones and watch it for the sixth time.
Yeah, and I think the whole, like, I don't mind Bran because it's like, so if not Bran, then who?
Fair. I've heard, like, a good argument. I'm trying to think. The Edward Tully guy isn't a bad argument. We have no idea who the people from Dorne are.
True.
Robin Eyre's too young.
Yeah. I mean, the kid was breastfeeding up until age 10.
Yeah.
He's also too weird.
Yeah, I don't hold that against him. He looked normal. At the end, he looks normal at that meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't see any world, like, based
Yara?
On... the, yeah, okay. I just... No, they would never let a Greyjoy rule. But I just... Sure. And also, like, it's stupid because her whole thing of talking, like, partnering with Dany was their independence. And then at the end in that whole meeting when they're having the whole thing, Sansa asks for independence and nobody else does. So she just like gave up on that. But no, what I was going to say is based on the way the story was written up until that point, there's no reason why they wouldn't campaign for Jon to be king, knowing he's Aegon Targaryen, knowing that he killed Dany because it was the right thing to do and knowing like that he was the leader. They would put him, and then it also makes no sense that the Dothraki and Unsullied just kind of left. And they're going to where Missandei was from, the Narth. But there's like toxic butterflies there that if they touch your skin, you'll die. So
it's not ideal.
They're going to go die.
Yeah, it's possible.
If you like actually, yeah, in the world of, in the actual like world building, there's like toxic butterflies there. So the people are like, it's weird. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, and that was a big chunk of the episodes that we did last season.
Yep.
You know, the bracket.
Fast food
bracket.
Yeah, we should do more stuff with food this year.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Or just brackets. People were throwing out the idea of like a pop or a soda.
No way.
Bracket. No way what?
You say pop?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. What does that mean?
Sometimes soda, sometimes pop.
What causes what? What causes?
I don't know. Just whatever I'm thinking at the time.
It's like how some people talk, like mix Spanish and English.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's a. I think it's a regional thing.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Soda.
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 Well, you know, in the South, they just call it a Coke.
Yeah.
What kind of Coke you want? Mountain Dew.
Yeah. What kind of pop you want?
That's great marketing for them down there, honestly.
Yeah. To do that,
football. We did fantasy football.
Yeah,
we did a football season preview. Fantasy football season preview.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember any specific takes. Like I know, obviously, we weren't on the money with all of them, but I don't think we were really far off with any of them.
Royal Mills was way off on taking all the Jets players.
Well, yeah, but I was going to say without an injury, though. And then, obviously, they lost Aaron Rodgers on the fourth play of the season. Because he said that Garrett Wilson would have, like, 1,500 yards. Not a shot with Zach Wilson's quarterback.
Yeah.
I know I said Dallas Goedert have a good season. He got hurt for a couple weeks, and then the Eagles fell apart. I guess I was kind of wrong just about being high on the Eagles.
Yeah.
That started well.
I know. We were talking about Madison, the Vikings running back.
Yeah, he disappointed.
Into poop.
Yeah, he was trash. That rookie guy they drafted, the Vikings, though, a wide receiver, is nice. They're going to have a really good team. I think they bring back Kirk next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirk O'Bangs.
Kirk from Coles.
Yeah.
Those episodes, yeah.
Anything on hockey? We did a hockey episode.
We did hockey. I mean, it's still going.
Yeah, I know, but any, like... I don't remember any of our takes. Obviously, I was more of a listener. But just while we're talking about season Avalanche, one.
Win it all.
Yeah. What are they right now, seed-wise?
I think they're second in their division. They're not doing great right now, but they'll pick it up. It's almost the trade deadline, so very excited for that. Actually, by the time you're hearing this, the trade deadline was a week ago. Yeah, March 8th.
Okay. Yeah, the NBA trade deadline already passed a while ago. Mm. They must move that up a lot.
What else? So season one.
Yeah, what else did we talk about in season one? What were your favorite movies?
That we did?
Yeah.
Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great getting Joey Berry's and Lynn Mapleview on the pod. And Heavyweights is a classic movie. Seven, of course. Fury. I love Fury.
I liked our dream festival concert.
The music festival?
Yeah,
that was a good one.
That was a good one, too.
That was a fun one. I was just thinking of something. No. Oh, what I'm looking forward to for this year, coming off of last year, is getting a nice clean slate on the what we take from the movies.
Oh, are we going to reset that?
We're going to wipe it clean. Yeah, we're going to wipe that slate clean. We're going to get some analytics on it, especially our ratings. Now we'll know exactly what we're talking about. But yeah, I'm excited for that. As far as things from last year, yeah, I liked the music festival. That was a good one.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that music festival I had would have been a banger for sure. So the future, basically really excited for it. We talked a little bit about having the 15th and the 30th for the episodes. I think. So this is episode one. Episode two coming out. I guess it's a Fort Sports, right? Fort Sports, it's a bunch of guys just getting together, a bunch of bros. We're going to have Royal Mills and then Dunk. I don't remember what his...
Is he Robert Raleigh?
He was... No.
There's two Roberts. Is he Bobby Trees?
He's a Bobby something.
Wait, no, Bobby Trees? Bobby Trees. A football player. Yeah, was, Robert Woods. Robert Woods, yeah. No, he was...
He's a Bobby something.
Was he Robert something or something Raleigh?
I don't remember. We'll ask him. But
Sorry,
Dunk. But we got the buddies coming into the fort, and we're doing a card break. So for those folks who don't know what that is, because I didn't up until like a week ago.
I don't, so educate me.
You don't? Okay. No. So basically what it is, there are these people that go around and they buy cards, football cards, baseball cards in the boxes, not those little individual packs like that are near the chewing gum and shit. And some of these boxes are like $200 a pop. Some of them only have like five cards in them, but the cards are like friggin' sweet cards. So I bought Dunk bought two packs because he was at the store. So these two packs that I got, guaranteed, each pack has one autographed card and two relic cards. So the relic cards are those ones that you hear about that have like a chunk of jerseys or like dirt from the field.
You clarified these are like sports trading cards, right?
Yes, sir. These are baseball. The ones that I got are baseball cards. Dunk and Royal Mills, they go after football cards. So yeah, pretty excited we're going to crack these bad boys open, see what we get. I'm hoping, you know, these relic cards, not too clear on what is in them. You know, like I said, jerseys, articles of clothing. Somebody said there's sometimes hair, like players' hair is in them. What? Seems excessive. I think it would be hilarious if there was and I'm really holding out hope for this one, George Brett, if there was like his underwear, like streaks from his underwear. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, maybe go to YouTube and search George Brett shits his pants. It is
okay.
The best YouTube video of all time. I watch it every year on opening day for baseball because it's the best video there is. So I'm really hoping that one of these cards has a chunk of George Brett's underwear in them.
So George Brett, if you're listening, and George have that underwear.
Yeah.
And you want to send us a piece of it?
He doesn't. He left it in Vegas. But
okay.
But he says he's good for about one or two of those a year. Watch the video and tell
me. How long ago was it?
It's pretty old.
Okay.
So that's episode two.
So it's opening. We're going to be just opening cards.
We're opening cards.
I need you to explain it to me too.
So we're opening the cards and we're talking about what we get. So there's going to be rookie cards, not just that autograph and the relic cards, but there will be other good cards in there, and we're going to be talking about them. So that's pretty exciting. I know a lot of people watch those things all the time, you know, card breaks, and a lot of people pay good money for card breaks. So we are doing it here in the fort. So that's episode two. Episode three, I was thinking we could do a talk movie to me. But another thing that I wanted to do was that, remember that fictional baseball draft? We were going to do that.
Yes. Yeah, so, I know. From like movies, right?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. But we're thinking about getting a talk movie to me for the third episode, possibly that movie draft instead. And then the fourth episode, I definitely want to do one of those Order in the Forts. Really excited about that. I know we talked a little bit about.
Yeah, we gotta work on topics then.
Yeah. So the Order and the Fort.
So guys, when you hear this episode, we probably already will have the topic for the first Order in the Fort, just because this is gonna come out in a couple weeks. But in the comments on Facebook, let us know different topics that you want the Tree Fort Gang to debate.
Yep. So Order in the Fort. Think about an episode of Judge Judy, right? Or The People's Court. Kind of thing going on. Basically, what will happen is the Honorable Philip Boughton oversees the Fort Court, and we will be discussing a case, right? So the plaintiff will be bringing a case to the court. Now, that case can be LeBron James is not the best basketball player of all time. And I say that because Joe John is a huge basketball fan. That's something that he could defend very well. And that's just an example for right now. So don't hang your hat on it. But basically what would happen, let's say Paul County Road 41 would be making that claim. Joe John would be defending it. They would make their opening remarks. They would be arguing 3 points or bringing up 3 facts to argue their point and then making closing remarks, in which case then the Honorable Philip Boughton, with many, many years of law practiced, will be making a ruling. And that ruling will be what the fort believes.
What we say is the law.
What we say, yeah. What we say is
the law. You have to abide. It's the rules.
So if it is that Joe John nails that LeBron James is the best player of all time and he proves that point, then that is what the fort will believe. Now, I will tell you of, being a person who is able to, see both sides of a story. Right now, I don't believe LeBron James is the best player of all time, but I would be really excited to hear about the facts, about the points that our esteemed attorneys would be making towards those points.
Four attorneys. Farties?
Furtneys?
The farties?
The furtneys?
Just a way to try and bring up fart.
Fart.
We'll connect the dots. Don't worry.
The
cool.
Stinky farts.
Got
it.
We'll make it work. We'll workshop it.
We're working on things.
So that's Order in the Fort. That'll be fun. The cards, you guys are going to have a great time with.
I walked in the room. I said, I've never seen so many cards.
If we make money, hey, that'll be big for the fort. If the Tree Fort Gang gets rich off of cards.
I've already said, if there is a card which makes a ton of money. So I know a guy.
Can I get a part of one of Derek Jeter's gift baskets?
What?
The gift baskets he would give to women he dated.
You got a part of one of Derek Jeter's?
In the cards as one of the relic cards.
Oh.
If it had part of the gift boxes he'd give them.
I got a Derek Jeter 2005 used condom relic card.
Let's go.
That is worth $13,000. Yeah, so I've already said that these cards are going to help fund a fort hot tub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Conveniently, the Fort Studios is also at your house, but go ahead.
So what? My house is a tree fort that will have a hot tub. So yeah, what?
Just a coincidence.
And then when we've got video, then we're going to have hot tub parties.
Well, what does a hot tub party entail?
You tell me. There are no rules.
I'm asking you.
We haven't made the rules yet.
Okay.
Okay. What's the...
I'm down to get laid in a hot tub on camera.
Okay.
Well, with you.
With me in there as well?
No, yeah. It's just...
But you don't want to be in the water.
You want to be right above the water.
Right, yeah.
I bet the water feel real good on your gonads.
It might, yeah. That's a whole reason I'm buying the hot tub, is for the gonad relief.
Huh. I thought it was for the Tree Fort Gang.
It's for Treefort Gang. I was just making that comment
about it. I know. Happy coincidence. Sue me.
Yeah. Take a joke, Joe John. Come on. But yeah, we're going to get that hot tub. We're going to get bottles.
Yeah, apparently that's happening. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Whether the cards happen or not, we're getting a hot tub. So
yeah, what if that happens from episode one?
from the jump?
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's a card in here. Right, that's...
screw this podcasting thing. Let's just go chill in the hot tub.
Yeah. It's got a chunk of, like, Babe Ruth's testicle in it. And like, perfect. We're selling that for $250,000 and yeah, whatever.
Part of the round that was in Plaxico Burress's leg.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Ted Williams' head. You know,
yeah, no, I was going to say, I'm sure that's a good joke, though.
There's a player from the 40s that died, and the rumor is that he froze himself or just his head.
Okay.
So that when science catches up, they could thaw him out and put him on a body.
Him and Walt Disney.
Uh-huh, yeah. Swear to God.
Okay. Nice. So
Ted Williams' head is just stapled to a card.
Got
to
work on that. Did you see we just put people on the moon?
People on the moon?
Yeah, is that what just happened?
Who did?
I thought we just put people on the moon.
I don't think so.
Let me look that up. Maybe I'm just making shit up on the podcast. My favorite thing to do on a podcast is spread misinformation.
Yeah. is an election year.
I'm just going to Google moon.
Moon landing. Speaking of conspiracies, let us know your favorite conspiracies. We'll get you guys really twisted up. I would love to sit down and just talk. And to be honest, there is no conspiracy too big. Is the NFL rigged? I think so. Did we land on the moon? Not sure. If you believe that we did, prove it. If you don't think we did, prove it. Is there a secret Nazi base on Antarctica? You tell me.
I'm Googling right now because I feel like I didn't just make that up, but I was just kind of like passively listening to what you just said. What the fuck are you talking about?
Any of these conspiracies, let's go. Let's roll with it. We'll discuss them.
Okay, so we didn't put people.
What'd we put? A hot dog on the moon?
Something, yeah. Successful. This is from NBC. So I'm not making stuff up. It's from NBC News a day ago. U.S. successfully lands on the moon for the first time in more than 50 years. A robotic spacecraft built by the private company Intuitive Machines landed near the moon's south pole.
Sure.
All right, I just had to make sure I wasn't a complete fucking idiot.
Okay.
Checks out. We're back, baby.
Okay. So we put something on the moon, a robot.
Just stick one of those. You know, have you ever seen the videos where they throw those dildos at the wall and stick?
No.
No. Well, this makes no sense then. But throw one of those on the moon ground and just leave a dildo there.
Yeah. Like an American flag themed one?
Yeah, even better.
That'd be even better. That way they know. Americans were here. I feel like that was a good amount of stuff to get into.
Yeah, this is self-admitted, this is a bit of a shorter episode, guys. This is us kind of easing our way back in. Just wanted to say hello, check
getting
in.
The rust off, getting the
dust
off.
How are you guys? How was your winter? How was your holiday season?
That's a great...
Did you do anything for Valentine's Day? We didn't.
No.
But our love for you.
Does getting hammered by yourself and passing out in the living room at 7 count?
No, but I think jerking off with your opposite hand does.
Well, I didn't do that. I might have done the first one.
Okay.
But anywho. I'm glad that we asked that.
How are you guys?
Yeah, because here at the Treefort Gang, we do a lot to reach out to our friends, our community, and just make sure that everybody's just running in tip-top shape. We care about you. We love you. We want you to know. If you need anything, you know, shoot us a text, shoot us a line. You want to hear something, put it on there. You know, we'll talk to you.
Yeah, so guys, thanks for tuning in to episode 1 of season 2. Again, we're gonna do our best to continue to ask for the stuff, but please like the episode. Follow us everywhere you listen to your podcast. Follow us on social media. Everywhere you can find us, it's just Tree Fork Gang. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for joining us, guys. I'm excited for what's to come. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I hope you're ready for the next episode.
Yeah, which, again, will be on...
March 30th.
I know. I thought it was going to be on April Fool's Day, and then as soon as I pitched that back to you, I it's the 30th. Yeah.
I think it's something going on March 30th.
Yeah, no, the day before April Fool's Day. Yeah, guys, thanks for listening. We will talk to you here soon. Love you. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.